This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Colombian government says it's found a 300-year-old shipwreck off its coast with what educated guesses figure is about $17 billion in treasure aboard. The wreck also obviously has serious historical value, but neither the treasure nor the history have been lost on various interested parties, all of whom want to share in the bounty. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, when it comes to sea and sunken treasure, finders aren't always keepers.
One evening in late spring 1708, off the coast of what's now Cartagena, the San Jose was carrying 600 people and more in emeralds, gold, and silver than the entire national income of Spain at the time.
Billions of dollars in today's money.
That's Ted Folkman, an attorney with Murphy King, who's written about this. The treasure was bound to help France fight the British in the War of Spanish Succession, but a British squadron got to it first and unleashed a hail of cannon fire. According to one account, there was so much blood on the deck that sand was put down to keep people from slipping. Just after sunset, the ship went down with almost everyone and everything aboard.
People have been looking for it ever since.
An American firm, Sea Search Armada, says it found a likely location back in 1981. At the time, it had an agreement to split the value of the treasure 50-50 with the government of Colombia. Then, Colombia passed a law changing that to 5%. The company says that fight is ongoing. Meanwhile, Spain also has a claim to the treasure.
The legalities of shipwrecks has been an issue for hundreds of years.
Frederick Hanselman is underwater archaeologist at Texas State University. Not only are laws different in every country and every state, the facts are often murky.
So if you have a Spanish ship that sank in Mexican waters carrying gold and silver mined in modern-day Peru, who owns it?
Courts in different places have divvied up treasure in many different ways.
I don't like the term treasure.
Professor Mariano Aznar is professor of law at University of Jaume in Spain. He has words for people who get too enchanted by riches.
It reduces the wreck to a monetary value. We are talking about heritage.
In the case of the San Jose, it's also the gravesite of 600 people. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.